KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Let's take a look at high school sporting news first. This morning, the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union released the team assignments for state qualifying cross-country meets yesterday. Those meets will take place on Wednesday, October 21st in classes 4A and 3A, and they'll be on Thursday, October 22nd for classes 1A and 2A. Take a look at some of those assignments. In class 1A, area teams will be running at either ACGC, Audubon, or Mount Air. They'll be the host schools. At the ACGC meet, in addition to the Chargers, it'll be Cam, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Griswold, IKM Manning, and Tri-Center among the teams there. The Audubon meet will include a number of teams, including AHSTW, the Wheelers, Boyer Valley, East Mills, Fremont Mills, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, St. Albert, West Harrison, and Woodbine. Also among the teams at Mount Air will be Bedford, Essex, Lenox, Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Sydney, and Southwest Valley. A two-way meet here in this area will be held for teams at Panora. Clarinda, Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley will join Panorama at that meet. Also, the Class 3A qualifying meets for teams in our area will be held either at Winterset or Spencer. At Winterset, among the teams competing, Atlantic, Creston, Glenwood, and Kemper Catholic, while Denison and Harlan will compete up in Spencer. And the 4A meet for this area will be hosted by Abraham Lincoln in Council Bluffs with AL, TJ, and Lewis Central all involved in that meet. The state meet will be contested in Fort Dodge for all classes, but it'll be split up into 2 days as well this year. The 3A and 4A meet will run on Friday, October 30th, while the 2A and 1A championships will have their state meet on Saturday, October 31st. The weekly cross-country team rankings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches came out yesterday. Among those listed in boys 4A, Dowling Catholic is top-rated with Dubuque Hempstead and Sioux City North 2 and 3. Top of the girls 4A poll, Johnston with Linmar and West Des Moines Valley 2 and 3. In class 3A boys, Dallas Center Grimes, Pella, and Marion are the top three. No area teams made the list this week, but Atlantic and Glenwood were listed as teams to watch. In class 3A girls, Ballard is number one with Dubuque Wallert and Dallas Center Grimes 2 and 3. Glenwood is seventh. Harlan ranked eighth in this week's poll. In class 2A boys, Danville, New London, Tipton, and Denver are the top three rated teams, with Clarinda and Missouri Valley both listed as teams to watch. In 2A girls, Mid Prairie, Williamsburg, and Tipton the top three. Panorama checks in at five. And in the 1A poll on the boys' side, it's Madrid, Earlham, and South Winneshiek the top three. Nottoway Valley is rated eighth, and ACGC ranked 13th, with IKM Manning also listed as one to watch. And in girls 1A, Iowa City, Regina, Pekin, and Hudson, the top three teams. ACGC is at number 7. Logan Magnolia ranked 10th. AHSTW number 12. Tri-Center also listed as one of those to watch. The Rolling Valley Conference Volleyball Tournament will be contested on Saturday in Woodbine. That action will start at 9:30 a.m. with matches being played in two different gyms. Admission is $5 for adults and students, and a full concession stand will be open. The bracket for the first round of the tourney looks like this. Peyton Sherdan will face Boyer Valley. Cam will face either Peyton Sherdan or Boyer Valley, the winner of that match. Glenn Ralston will face Coon Rapids Bayard. West Harrison will battle Arweva. And Exira EHK will face off against Woodbine. Now, teams that lose their first match will get to play a consolation match. So everyone guaranteed two matches on the day. Iowa State junior center Colin Newell was named to the Remington Trophy watch list that was announced yesterday by the Boomer Esiason Foundation. The Remington Trophy is given annually to the nation's best center. Newell, a native of Ames, has been a stalwart on the offensive line for the Cyclones since taking over its center in his freshman season in 2018. Newell's first year as a starter, the Cyclones went 8-5, played in the Alamo Bowl, and set a record for most conference wins in a season with 6. Injuries limited Newell to just 2 starts in 2019, but Newell has emerged as the leader of a young Cyclone offensive line this year. He started every game and has been a driving force in the Cyclones' outstanding ground game that ranks 2nd in the Big 12. Newell has 18 starts in his career. Massimo Biscardi made a 40-yard field goal with 4 seconds left, giving Coastal Carolina a 30-27 win over number 21-ranked Louisiana Lafayette on Wednesday night in a Sun Belt matchup of undefeated teams. Freshman Grayson McCall threw 2 touchdown passes and ran for a score to help the Chanticleers beat a ranked team for the first time. The 4-0 start is their first in FBS play. Coastal drove 60 yards in the final 5:30 to set up Biscardi, as McCall was 17 of 24 for 202 yards. He has 11 TD passes now in 4 games on the season. Well, Southeastern Conference has postponed Saturday's game between number 10 Florida and defending national champion LSU after the Gators had 19 players test positive for COVID-19. That game was tentatively rescheduled for December 12th, the league's built-in bye week before its title game. It's the second SEC game bumped this week. Missouri Vanderbilt already was postponed. Florida hosts Missouri next on October 24th, and that game also could be in jeopardy. LSU's next scheduled game is also October 24th, when the Tigers are slated to host South Carolina. Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin says his Rebels are dealing with their first COVID-19 issue of the season, but they have enough players available to play. He didn't give any specifics. The Rebels are scheduled to visit Arkansas on Saturday. They're coming off a 63-48 loss at number two Alabama. Alabama coach Nick Saban and athletic director Greg Byrne have tested positive for COVID-19 four days before the Southeastern Conference's biggest regular season showdown. Both said their tests Wednesday morning came back positive, but Saban said he didn't have any symptoms by late afternoon. The second-ranked Crimson Tide is set to face number 3 Georgia Saturday, and maybe without their iconic 68-year-old coach. Saban said he immediately left the football building to isolate at home. Conference USA has pushed its football championship game back 2 weeks. The switch to December 18th gives the league additional time to make up any games postponed because of the coronavirus. The title game had been scheduled for December 5th. 3 games matching Conference USA opponents have been postponed the last 2 weeks. 2 of those games included Rice, which is scheduled to play its season opener October 24th. The CUSA championship game matches the champions of the East and West divisions. The team with the highest league winning percentage will host that game. The New England Patriots activated quarterback Cam Newton from the NFL's COVID-19 reserve list on Wednesday. Newton is expected to practice with the team today, which likely would lead to his starting on Sunday against Denver. New England was 2-1 with Newton as its starter, then lost at Kansas City when he was sidelined after testing positive for the coronavirus. Newton had tested positive for the coronavirus on October 2nd. 3 Patriots remain on the COVID-19 reserve list: cornerback Stephen Gilmore, defensive tackle Byron Cowart, and practice squad defensive tackle Bill Murray. Arizona Cardinals All-Pro linebacker Chandler Jones is out for the season because of a biceps injury that requires surgery after an injury during the first half of the team's win over the New York Jets on Sunday. The Carolina Panthers are taking enhanced precautions against the coronavirus following their exposure to Falcons defensive tackle Marlon Davidson during Sunday's win at Atlanta. The Falcons placed Davidson on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday. Carolina has entered the NFL's intensive protocol. Under the new protocols established this week, all coaches and staff must wear masks at practice, and all players have to wear a face shield or a mask. Players can remove their helmets for breaks, but must be more than 6 feet away from one another. Carolina plays the Bears on Sunday. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield's ribs are still sore, and he's being limited in practice as Cleveland prepares to play undefeated Pittsburgh. Mayfield says his entire right side remains tender after he took a big hit in the fourth quarter of Sunday's win over the Colts. Jimmy Garoppolo is back on the practice field for the 49ers a few days after getting pulled at halftime because of a bum ankle and a bad performance. Former starting quarterback Dwayne Haskins remains away from the Washington football team because of an illness that's not considered to be COVID-19 related. Broncos running back Melvin Gordon III wasn't at practice Wednesday after being cited for driving under the influence and speeding by Denver police the night before. The Jacksonville Jaguars will set an NFL record by using their 5th kicker in as many games when they host Detroit on Sunday. Only 4 teams have used 5 or more kickers in a single season, with the LA Chargers doing it most recently in 2017. And the next Super Bowl in New Orleans has been pushed back from 2024 to 2025 in order to avoid a conflict with the city's traditional Mardi Gras celebrations. Well, March Madness is coming back to Des Moines. Wells Fargo Arena will host the first and second rounds of the men's NCAA basketball championships in 2023. Greg Edwards is with the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Kind of an emotional time for all of us. COVID has hit. The travel industry, the event industry, the sports industry has been devastated over these past 8 months. Finally, we have something to cheer about. Finally, we have hope of something to look forward to.
It's the third time the city has landed the men's tournament. Wells Fargo Arena hosted the first and second rounds in 2016 and 2019. Chris Connolly is the GM of the Iowa Events Center.
The real positive thing for us is we're actually getting it in year one of the bid cycle for the second time in a row. So we feel pretty confident that we're in the rotation with the NCAA Men's Basketball Committee, and we've done a great job between selling tickets and rolling out the red carpet and really welcoming the student athletes and fans that are coming into town.
Las Vegas will host an NCAA Tournament Men's Regional for the first time after the NCAA changed a policy that prevented states with sports wagering from hosting championships. The city will host the 2023 NCAA Tournament Men's Regional. Dayton, Ohio will continue to host the NCAA First Four through at least 2026. And the 2020 Final Four in Atlanta was wiped out by the cancellation of the NCAA tournament to the coronavirus pandemic. Also, an NCAA proposal to permit college athletes to earn money from endorsements and sponsorship deals will go up for a vote in January. A Los Angeles stormed to a 15-3 victory over Atlanta that cut its series deficit to 2-1 after posting the highest scoring inning in a postseason game with an 11-run first inning in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series against the Braves last night. Clayton Kershaw could start Game 4 of the NL Championship Series tonight for the Dodgers if the lefty's back continues to improve. George Springer broke a tie with a two-run homer. Jose Altuve also went deep and hit an RBI double. And Zach Greinke escaped a bases-loaded jam for the Houston Astros as they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3, staying alive in the AL Championship Series. Game 5 is tonight. And President Trump will award former Iowa wrestling coach Dan Gable the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Speaking at a rally last night at the Des Moines airport, Trump touted Gable's 181-1 record as a wrestler at Waterloo West High School and then Iowa State University.
You have great champions, and they're different, and nobody knows why. That man is different, and he's a champion, and it's an honor to present you to the people that love you most, Iowa. Thank you. Thank you.
Gable won 15 national championships as head wrestling coach at the University of Iowa. Trump invited Gable to speak at last night's political rally. Gable told the crowd that Trump reminded him of some of the athletes he coached.
This guy's already a one-time champion. But because he's open for learning and he's already very competent, that he's going to be a multi-champion president of the United States of America.
Trump indicated Gable's awards ceremony would be held in the Oval Office sometime soon. Gable, who lives in Iowa City, will turn 72 on October 25th. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.